a unique and dramatic tension. At the heart of the human condition lies a contradiction which gives rise to a unique and dramatic tension. This contradiction is in the very character and attributes of the various levels of our being: body, vital, mind, heart, and soul. There lies between the lower three levels of our being, body, vital, and mind, and the higher levels of heart and soul, an essential difference, a demarcation of nature. This difference informs both good and bad, and results in much of the drama, struggle, conflict, inspiration and creative genius that is the stuff of human history and progress. In our bodies, vitals and minds, we are finite. In our heart and soul, we are infinite. We are one being, true. Yet when we identify as being the body, vital, or mind, or any combination of these, we see and believe ourselves to be, and act as though we are indeed a finite being inhabiting a finite world. When we enter into our spiritual heart and soul, we realize ourselves as spiritual beings of a limitless universe. There is a radical difference, even a yawning gulf, between a finite and an infinite consciousness. Finite and infinite see themselves and their worlds in completely different, often opposing terms. And humans are both finite and infinite at once. Yet this contradiction, this tension, this paradox only exists when perceived from the finite portion of our consciousness, especially when perceived from our minds. For the finite alone is incapable of comprehending or embodying the infinite, while the infinite can easily house the finite. Hence, the only way to remove this tension and resolve this contradiction is to identify with our spiritual selves, to transcend, then to transform the finite. The finite must enter into, surrender to, and lose itself in the infinite. This is meditation.